Welcome back. 417, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, my pleasure to welcome to the program Travis Brown. He's written a book called How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Moved Between the States. Travis, good afternoon. How are you?
A pleasure to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. In light of golfer Phil Mickelson's comments a couple of weeks ago, this is actually perfect timing. Mickelson was wondering aloud about the high tax rate in California and is considering a move. And according to you, this is really nothing new. This has been happening for a while, eh?
That's right. And Phil wasn't alone. In fact, that same evening, Tiger Woods indicated that he did, in fact, move, relocate to Florida, much like many people on the East Coast have done over the last 15 years because of a lower tax regime and a better climate for business.
All right. Now, you've obtained some data from the IRS that bears this out, correct?
That's right. The book How Money Walks and the application we have that you can download free on your smartphone at hashtag How Money Walks is looking at and sourcing over, 15 years of Internal Revenue Service data and the U.S. Census Bureau evidence that shows how people and their money, measured by their 1040 tax return wealth based on their residency, have moved over that period of time. So what it means for the Washington, D.C. area is that you may, by tracking both, have filled more people in the metro region, equivalent to a Redskins game, but you've lost the wealth net of those transfers in and out of the D.C. area, $11 billion. That's not a good trade for most cities.
No, you're right. And in fact, just last year we discussed the story that in Maryland, some 31,000 people escaped to Virginia just because of the higher taxes. And in the process, they took about $300+ million in tax revenue into Virginia.
That's right. Locally here in this region, you have local income taxes that are oftentimes stacked in certain Maryland counties. It tends to have a negative effect. You see the suburbanization of people moving farther out of the urban core areas, even in northern Virginia counties. And I just learned that there's efforts in Richmond with an omnibus bill named Senate Bill 1313 that would try to take rights away from local citizens in Northern Virginia as to whether or not they want a referendum to determine if any local income taxes will be raised in the future. We think it's important that people have these tools like this app with How Money Walks to use that in local debate.
Mm-hmm. Are there better places to go among states that have no personal income tax? In other words, is Texas a better opportunity than Florida or vice versa?
Well, in the book we cover at How Money Walks shows you that the 9 states that have no personal income tax clearly do well as an overall group. Texas has gained $22 billion, but Florida is by far and away the biggest winner. $86 billion. We also see and confirm the reverse, that states with the highest personal income tax burden as a group, states like New York, Illinois, and California, lose big, over $100 billion there as well. So we know that citizens are voting with their pocketbook and moving with their feet, but this data shows clearly that the winners are winning big and the losers are standing, to lose a lot of ground.
Yeah. My guest is Travis Brown, author of the new book, How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Move Between the States. Travis, in some states, though, if I understand correctly, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, in some states you end up paying later through other taxes, perhaps estate taxes, something like that?
Every state does a little bit, the taxes, their production, their earnings, or even their inheritance, a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah. What we look at in the measure of the book with How Money Walks is simply the adjusted gross income, your production, your income, your earnings,
okay,
measured on your state 1040 tax returns. We do see some effect when states do try to tax you upon your death of your estate, for example, where they most generational wealth that transfers from one business to another or one family to another oftentimes moves itself to a low-tax state where that's protected, like
mm-hmm.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, I wanted to take you to a story I just read, and that was, in fact, we talked about it for the past couple of days. Texas Governor Rick Perry actually went out to California. He ran radio spots, and he was trying to solicit business to come to Texas. Was he successful?
Well, I think he's already been successful in the past 15 years. He's following what he knows intuitively entrepreneurs are already doing, that there's tremendous wealth leaving the state of California. They've already been losing, according to our book, How Money Walks, $32 billion. A good share of that was going to Arizona. Some of it was going to Vegas. And Governor Rick Perry is doing a smart political thing right now to drive it back home, to drive more of the Texas economy. We know that investment firms, a lot of small businesses and businesses across all industries see Texas as a breadbasket of opportunity for them.
All right, so Texas, Florida, other states doing well as a result of this, you know, no tax program. But that means California, Illinois, some of the states you mentioned that have the higher tax rates, they're suffering. Ultimately, they're simply going to run out of money, won't they?
Well, that's a problem for their city and state economies for sure. It shows up with a lot of other symptoms as well, but it's also a problem for America. I think the important reason to have this data in the palm of your smartphone, no matter whether you're looking at your county or your state, is to help America get growing again. And if we know there's a correlation with these tax policies, we ought to be working on applying what's worked for some states and getting rid of what hasn't for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recently, we've heard governors like Bobby Jindal of Louisiana saying, hey, I want to do away with the state income tax, but I'm going to bump the sales tax or replace it with some other form of taxation. Is that a good idea?
Well, generally, a lot of states that don't tax personal income already have either a broader base on consumption taxes or a much higher rate. And the mode of taxation typically does matter a lot. And if you think about it, driving home today, consumer taxes, you have your own chance to regulate. If you want more of something, you can keep buying more of it as it's taxed. If you want less, you can regulate right, on your monthly bill. So there's a lot of evidence that that's what more preferable for citizens. Mm-hmm. It also happens to be very less volatile to state budgets over a decade average. So by reducing volatility, improving efficiency of collection, and giving people an alternative way to collect revenue for government, consumption taxes do tend to be more preferable and less distortionary than taxes on your earnings, on your paycheck.
Hey, I'm going to take you off topic here for just a second. Are you aware of states having a value-added tax anywhere? And the reason I ask this is recently, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I was in Florida, and on two receipts that I received, one from a restaurant and one from somewhere else, there was a blank area down near the sales tax slot at the bottom with a line there, and it had VAT. Now, I wasn't charged any value-added tax, but I'm curious, are you hearing about states that are perhaps going to go that route?
Well, not in a direct, like a European sense. I'm not familiar that there are people doing any sort of state VATs. There are instances in some states where there are receipt taxes applied to businesses that essentially function that way. Consumption taxes by themselves as an alternative replacement to taxing income might still be acceptable. I think what concerns a lot of voters are if they see that they get taxed both coming and going, taxing on their paycheck and taxing every step of the way on things they might consume.
All right. Just about out of time. I wanted you to tell us one more time. There's an app available to us.
You got it. We're currently on Android and soon to be broader than that at the Google Play Store, and howmoneywalks.com can quickly, in less than a minute, download this app that shows you how all your counties in Northern Virginia and Maryland are operating, where wealth has been coming and going. We encourage you to take a look and download it for free.
All right, very good. Folks, the name of the book, How Money Walks, How $2 Trillion Moved Between the States. It's by Travis Brown. Travis, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. It is 4:27, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.